As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, it's Friday. And I'm glad to say it. There's no doubt about it. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and baby, there's a revolution in the air. Welcome again to our Friday, June the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Really distracted this morning, been on the web for hours. This is one of those days. This is one of those days where you would expect to see some kind of news of substance, and there's nothing but fluff. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are certainly not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, unwrap that tongue, Will. Fire up that chainsaw-like tongue, and let's get it on here. You can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and me, and news to me at via email. Am I distracted or what? At bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And if you don't have an internet access, you can always send me a letter at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, been on this for hours today. Unusual day. The most bizarre collection or colloquy, if you will, of news is up on the Bloomberg website today. Couldn't make any sense of it. Couldn't find any threads. Couldn't see any heads or tails. Just kind of going through a bunch of articles, you know. It's like everybody's got something to say. I don't know whether they get paid for, you know, writing news. Today's a great day to not be a journalist, you know. I don't know whether they get paid by the line, whether they get paid by the page, by the, you know, by the month, by the week, by the year. But whatever it is, there was just something in my spirit, looking at all this material today and just saying, this is not even relevant. This stuff is like all over the place. The entire world is kind of like paused. It's kind of almost in a suspended animation. Just everybody's trying to find some place to be and not understanding where they are or who they are or whatever. Very unusual kind of a sensation that I've gotten. Maybe somebody else during the day is going to come up with something absolutely powerful and impactful. But as it is right now, looking at this news, it's just unusual. I've come to the broadcast here. I've got three and a half hours now on the net. And ordinarily, I'll have 15, 20 stories. I don't have one that I thought was even worth talking about. Amazing. Never happens. First time since I started covering news. It's just a bunch of stuff and nonsense. It's all filler pieces. Distraction pieces. I think there's something laying out there, something big laying out there that's right on the corner. This is just the way I feel about it after hours of looking at it today. I think there's something laying out there, and number one, it's not being spoke of, most especially not by Bloomberg. But also, it's just not being mentioned. It's like something that is too powerful to discuss. And so they'll pick up anything at all, and just carry that. As far as the economy is concerned, this economic situation does not look at all good. There's no question about it. And nobody really knows where to put their money. They're all over the map. Little startup here, little startup there. This province over here. Somebody's acquiring this company over here. But people are just kind of pausing, I think. You know, all the stuff that's going down over in Greece, you know, that's not good. European Union may be on the edge of a complete collapse. Well, we'll see. Something's going on. But anyway, I just had a weird feeling. I guess if I saw an elephant running this morning, I'd follow it. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, Confused Friday, June the 17th of 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, you can jump in our chat room. It's becomevocallocal.com. Click on the chat room link there, and you can join the other like-minded chatters. Interesting news articles already being dropped in there, far more in the news section in the chat room than I've got on my browser today. Absolutely zero news articles. All right? Never happened. Been doing this for quite a while, and today I just didn't see anything really newsy news for time on the broadcast. Unusual. I got an uneasy feeling all the way through this whole almost 4 hours now. Anyway, let's go into our market report, put that behind us. If you'd like to jump on the telephone today, you're certainly welcome to do so. I've got lots to discuss, but as far as news, pretty light. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up 40 cents after getting knocked down earlier. Really unusual chart in the Kitco.com charts that they put up there every day. But they had another attack earlier this morning trying to drive the price of gold down. It fought its way back up again. It was at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago. It was up 40 cents at 1,529.60. Kind of tracking a real narrow band in here today. The silver off 10 cents at 35.49, virtually unchanged from yesterday. Platinum off $4 at 17.49 as platinum and palladium continue to go down, press down, down, down. 17.49 in platinum. Palladium off $2 at 7.52. Just the other day, they were in the 7.72s area. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, about a $10 spread, $15.21.80 for a low, 1531 even for a high. We're right about in the middle of that spread. The London Gold Fix, they set the price at 1526.25, which is spot on in the middle of this spread, and that's where it's been. SPDR gold shares, unchanged. And that's a couple of days now, at 1,200.05 metric tons. Valued on State Street at $58.8 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, surprise, surprise. How does it happen? Up 64 basis points, closing at 11,962. On what news? Nothing but bad news in the economic calendar, and the Dow Jones moves up. What's this? They're betting against the country? S&P 500 goes the other way, off 2, closing at 1268. The NASDAQ off 8 at 2624. Crude oil this morning drops another 88 cents at $94.07 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in the Cushing Hub. Oil just keeps coming down and down. That's good. That's good. But what's going on with all that? The U.S. dollar index off 19 basis points at 75.22. How much lower will it go? I don't know. Going back the other way. Going into a double-dip recession here. Foreign exchange rates this morning. Canadian loonie, of course, bumps up a little bit. Dollar and 2 cents. Mexican peso up a little bit, still at 8 cents. The euro comes up about 55 basis points at $1.43. British pound up just almost nothing at $1.62. And the Swiss franc off 6 basis points at $1.18. About 2 cents below where it's been in the last week. Bond market this morning, the yield, still very low, 0.38% on a 2-year bond. U.S. bonded indebtedness, the treasuries. I mean, would you buy bonds for 2 years at 0.38% return on your investment per annum? I don't know. I wouldn't. 10 years at 2.95, that's your benchmark, below 3%. 30-year at 4.20, the 15-year mortgage rates. You know, as the mortgage, as the interest rates go down on these bonds, that's a good thing. It helps to pick up the slack in the mortgage department. But at the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage is moving down again this morning from 3.80 a month ago to 3.65 this morning. How low will it go? Are they going to give the houses away? 30-year mortgages moves down from 4.58 to 4.49. Still goes down lower and lower. Prime rate, it's still fixed at 3.25%. You go to the bank, it's prime plus all the time, all right? This hasn't changed at all. Everything else seems to be going down, but that doesn't change. Your gold-to-silver ratio takes 43.10 ounces of silver to pick up an ounce of gold. Do you think the gold and silver will come at a parity someday? They might. You might have to pay just as much for an ounce of silver as an ounce of gold if they continue going the way they're going with the solar stuff. Interesting. Anyway, here's an article out of the chat room. Last statement sent to the Sentinel from a self-immolation victim. All right? Weird article here. The Sentinel source, NewHampshire.com. Posted Thursday, yesterday's news, just afternoon. Copyright by Keen Publishing. Pardon me, Keen Publishing, but I'm going to read your article here. On Thursday morning, this is the editor's note, on Thursday morning, June the 16th, the Sentinel received a last statement via mail from a man who insinuated that he planned to set himself on fire in front of the Cheshire County Courthouse and an explanation of why he intended to do so. I think this article is really indicative of the sentiment going around this country and around the world. Through further reporting, the Sentinel is confident this is from the victim of Wednesday afternoon's fire, although police have not yet confirmed a confirmation of his identity. The 15-page statement is printed in full, except for two redacted items, and the names of the man's mother and his three children. Details will be posted as they become available. And then it just begins, a last statement. Man walks up to the main door of the Keene, New Hampshire County Lighthouse or Courthouse, douses himself with gasoline, lights a match, and everybody wants to know why. Apparently, the old general was right. Death is not the worst of evil. That's right. Do you fear death this morning, my friends? Are you really concerned about death? Do you think that perhaps the creator of the universe has just as great a plan after our death as he does life during our lives, you know? Interesting. Anyway, it's a lengthy article. But setting yourself on fire, you know? They did that over in Tunisia, the guy that has the vegetable stand or something like that. Amazing stuff coming down on us and at us. Well, with all of that, I'm going to set that aside and just go back into some discussions, continue our discussion, and hopefully finish it out on state control, state versus government. Looking at that, a little bit more from the business text. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065. I'd like to weigh in. Maybe you've got the same feeling in your mind today. What's happening in this country? Where are we going? Are we upside down, inside out? Is the keel on top of the water now? Is the keel still down in? We just need another rudder. Is it broken off? Is the mast over? Sharks are swimming around. What's going on? Feels a little heavy to me. Anyway, the railroads. Let's go back to the railroads again. The railroads began consolidating. This is in state control. We're talking about the rise of statism. How we went from this laissez-faire idea. Let it be and let me pass. Laissez-faire, laissez-passer. As we went from that, transitioned away from what we consider the Bastiat, the Say, Adam Smith, the Wealth of Nations, and all that. We transitioned from that. We've come into some new thing. We can't even define our states anymore. Of course, these articles started out, we talked about the people are the state. But now we've got these weird appearances of reality laying over the top of us. But the railroads began consolidating even before the Civil War, while the first of the great industrial consolidations began with the union of the interests of the Rockefellers, the Andrews, the Harkness, and Flagler in 1867. That's 2 years. That's Civil War time, folks. From that date until 1904, when the government became active in controlling the formation and operation of various kinds of combinations. What a transition after the war of Northern aggression. Big things came down. Big things came down. North versus South? Certainly within reach, aren't they? Would there be any safety in the North against a reprisal from the South? Any safety in the South against reprisals from the North? How about the East and West now? West Coast versus East Coast. Center of the states versus the coastal areas. Weird times.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert, Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And once again, folks, if you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to today, 866-841-1065. Let's go down to Texas and talk with Mark and say, good morning, Mark.
William, good morning. I think I've come to the realization years ago, probably like you have, it is best to be local, vocal local. And I think our federal government's gone. But you know when we messed up, William? We kept electing actors.
Well, that's right, actors and stakeholders.
Because these actors, you know, they're real good with buzz phrases and sound bites and all that when they're campaigning, similar to an actor trying to get to land a part in a movie. You know, they say, oh, yeah, I understand the script, you know, which is the Constitution, basically. Oh, yeah, I understand it. And they'll say anything they can to get the part. But once they get on stage, William, or once the cameras start rolling, you know what you got to watch out for with an actor? He'll start to ad lib. And it's up to the director, correctly now, it's up to the director to keep him in line with the script. Now, if he decides to deviate from that script, they have to call in the guy that wrote the book or the guy that wrote the play, okay? And they have to get the okay. That's us, by the way.
Yes, that's right.
To deviate from the script.
Yes.
Now, what's another thing an actor will do? He'll sell his soul to pitch or hawk a product, which is no different than the lobbyist paying off our elected officials to sponsor a bill or a piece of legislation.
That's right.
They have no soul. We got to quit electing actors, even though I agree it's too late. This is just what has took place in the past. We've elected these actors. They've sold us out. A director is what we need, not somebody that has a dictatorial image or dictatorial mindset, but somebody that will go in there and stick to the script.
Exactly. And that's one of the real challenges, because at this time, Mark, I'm not confident that even I would be able to stick to the script. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because with the conversions that have happened, since, you know, the Mayflower Compact and all the things that we know about history and all the historical revisionism that has gone on over the last 200 years, and I've had a couple of chats or on the side emails with some of our listeners, you know, one of the things that I've been contemplating that I think would be really of great value, and maybe it's even out there, I just don't know the website, but a chronology, you know, year by year, month by month. It's like a yearbook in the old encyclopedias, where you could get like a 1952 yearbook, and the encyclopedias would enter into it all of the major events of the world during that year. But we've got this Anglo-centric thing going on. Then we've got to understand that there is a globe that we live on, a lot like the East India Company, things you would never know. We have a coasting trade over here in the early or the late 1800s that was coming on with the rise of steam power. But that was, you know, just what we saw here in the colonies and in the territories. But it was going around the horn and going over to Asia. They had the same kind of action going back and forth between Asia and the West Coast. We don't know what happened day by day, year by year, and we're trying to piece this puzzle together. But that script is so cloudy right now, I don't even know if there's an author. There might be a finisher, but I'm not even sure, Mark, that there's an author to this thing. It's just kind of developed over time. So going back to the idea of the actors, back in 19—the year that Ronald Reagan ran for re-election, that was at 82, I believe, or maybe it was 84, 82 or 84— I was asked to run for Washington State House of Representatives, which I accepted. And I was approved by the Republican Party to run against a two-term incumbent in Washington State. And I was invited to do that race by a state senator, Bill Kiskadden, at the time. And in one of the conversations that we had, I was asking him, well, what does the legislator do? You know, I mean, once you go through this whole process, what do I have to do when I get there? He says, well, he says, once you win the election, he says, basically you go down to the Capitol and find out where you can park your car, find out, a place to live, find out where you're going to get your paycheck, what your room assignments are, get your committee assignments, and then you start campaigning for reelection. And I just looked at this guy and I said, what? He said, that's all you do as a junior legislator, because you've got to secure your reelection. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, this is the world we live in.
And part of securing that reelection is securing the funds, ain't it?
It is. Well, you got to find out, like you said, you got to find out where you get your paycheck.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, the thing, to kind of equate this to the music, you know, you got jazz and you've got, performers and whatnot, but you also got free-form jazz. You know, that's where, well, okay, let's start, and who knows where we're going to finish.
Well, one of the songs that I wanted to, a long time ago when I was on RBN, that I wanted to use for an opening is Straight No Chaser. All right, now that has an alcoholic concept, and Stadmiller didn't like that idea, but anyway, I like the idea of Straight No Chaser, Thelonious Monk. It's one of my favorite pieces. Talk about free-form jazz. And then everybody plays off of that, and so you take a basic theme, and then you build on that theme and add on to this theme and add on to this theme. Somewhere in the middle of all of that, it may not even sound like what it started with, but then a really good combo will come back, and they'll come right back to where you began. Years ago, I was in Washington. I went to a seminar with Richard Buckminster Fuller, all right, Bucky Fuller. And I used to love, I would drive to Portland. I would go any place reasonable to just listen to him speak. But this was the first time I'd ever seen him in live performance. He was at at the University of Washington, just a big hall. Anyway, so I got in early, got a good seat, was sitting there. And without any fanfare whatsoever, I just happened to be looking at the doorway and talking over the shoulder of somebody else. And in comes this guy, and he's got a black suit on. He's very short, big glasses. And I thought, man, that's got to be him. And so he's coming in. There's no clapping, no announcement or nothing. He didn't have an entourage. Here comes Buckminster Fuller. He's coming up the center aisle. He comes walking in. Up on the stadium, there was a podium and a chalkboard. That's all there was, a podium and a chalkboard. He comes in, comes climbing up, walking up on the stage. All of a sudden, people recognize that he's there, and they're clapping. And he comes walking over to the chalkboard, reaches into his own pocket, pulls out a piece of chalk, and he writes something up on the board. Turns around and starts to speak. He speaks for 2 hours straight. And then when he comes back down around, he finishes what he had written up on the board. So the point of that is that he thought in circles, huge circles, the great circles. And you could start out with a discussion one place, just like that music, And an hour later is a free-form jazz of all things in the world and all things interrelated and interconnected. You come back and you finish it, you know? And so I'm looking at this news today, Mark, much like that. It's like there's something out there that's not being stated, but it's being said, and it's so loud I can't hear it.
Well, I was checking gold a minute ago. It was up 8 or up 10, depending on which websites you go on. But here's the deal. These folks get elected. We give them the sheet music. They get up there in Washington. They throw the sheet music away, and it's nothing but a jam session.
Yeah.
They're not following the script. They don't even know what key they're playing in.
Well, it would be one thing if the legislators, for instance, Barney Frank, Dodd Frank bill. It would be one thing if Barney Frank or Harry S. Reid or somebody was actually writing this legislation, and they may have a part in it. I'm not saying they don't. But
a loose cameo appearance. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but I think that what really happens is that Monsanto's lawyers, their legal team, they know what they need. And so they write some piece of legislation. Then they come in and they lobby the people that they've made campaign contributions to present it. You sponsor this bill. I want you to sponsor this bill for me. And if the money is good enough and the bill is big enough and there's no outward, threat in the bill title, people will do it. But they don't ever bother to read it. They don't know how it works into the bigger picture. Stay right there, Mark. We've got a break right on us.
Okay.
Look Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back again. Your calls are certainly welcome, folks. If you'd like to get in and talk about anything that might be on your mind today, it's certainly welcome to. Otherwise, I'm just going to continue on with our study of state control. We've got Mark in Texas on the line. Let's go back to Mark. You know, one of the other things I wanted to mention about that campaign that was rather unusual, Mark, is that even though we had a candidate training school for the Republican candidates that had been sponsored by the Republican Party, and everyone was encouraged to attend, and I did, to get a big three-ring notebook out of it, one of the things that was rather unusual in all of that is they never mentioned the precinct system. They never talked about how you actually go about campaigning. They didn't really talk or were even interested to find out whether or not I had staff or people that were on board. Primarily, they just had, you know, an overview of what was anticipated, discussion of the platform and things like that. But boy, if you didn't know about how politics work and you didn't have any prior experience running a campaign, you surely didn't. I didn't get any help. Now, I did get some financial assistance from the party, but I sure didn't get any real help with them. They had the it's funny, you know, having gone through the cycle. I had the opportunity to go and get a photograph with the governor and had opportunity to get go to a really nice office with a big leather chair and a beautiful dark, you know, cherry desk and bookshelves behind me with all of these nice hardbound books and a flag in the corner. And then a photographer came in. I'm sitting there. Really, I'm serious. The photographer comes in and he takes all these different shots, you know, and then they, you know, they put those in a packet for me so that I would have shots of Mr. Will, the trusted politician, the young businessman, sitting in his office. What a crock of nonsense.
So you were basically being lobbied by your own party.
Absolutely. I was recruited by the party to run against a two-term incumbent. Her name was Nancy Rust. And that year on the ballot, my name was at the top of the ballot as District 1, Position 1, Washington State House of Representatives, and then right under me was Ronald Reagan and Bush, of course.
And once you were elected, that school you were sent to, let's change the name of it. It was a finishing school. You were now a Republican debutante.
Well, actually, what it was a primer, okay? It was like a primer. I think that, you know, we just sent this guy that's supposed to be never been a politician before, Billy Long, to the Congress for out of the 7th District here in Missouri. And when he came down here, he came and he spoke at the Ozark Property Rights Congress, Berry County chapter, just as a fundraising thing and a hello and candidates night. And, boy, he was just all on board with everything. He knew all about Ron Paul and everything like that, and he was just the nicest guy. And he'd been a talk radio host for all this time down in Missouri, and he just knew, you know, just a real nice guy. He was an auctioneer, never been in politics. He's going for the United States House of Representatives now, all right? And since then, I think what happens is you go to Washington, D.C., and they take you down in the basement. And then they tell you what's really happening, all right? And so once you find out from them what's really happening, and they demonstrate how kneecaps are broken, how fingers are broken, and things like that, they show you pictures of your wife and your children. Once they tell you what's really happening, then all of that nonsense that you use to campaign goes out the window, and you go up and you get to be a really good boy, and you spend the money they give you, and you keep your mouth shut, because since he's been in office, that's about where he's at.
And try to avoid all town hall meetings from this point forward. Well, last summer was hoot. Hey, by the way, did you get my email?
Yes, I've gotten several.
On that Conacosta meeting out there in the San Francisco Bay Area where they were pushing Agenda 21.
Yes, I did. And, go ahead. You tell us about it.
There's hope. There is hope, William. These folks, they sat there very politely. Excuse me. For about the first, I don't know, 45 minutes into it, and they saw the steamroller coming, you know, because the presenters, or they actually used this word in the video, William, the facilitators.
Exactly.
Were there for one reason and one reason only, to push this. But they would always say, well, you know, we're here for input from the citizens. It's extremely important to get input from the citizens on this. But any time the citizens tried to provide input, they were shut down.
Well,
they finally got the clue.
It depends on what kind of input is going down, all right? So, and I've mentioned this a thousand times on the broadcast. You go into these consensus meetings or orientation meetings, and you have a change agent, a professional change agent. He comes in as he or she. I like to call him the bronze man, you know, the bronze man. They almost always have this, you know, just a golden bronze tan. They have absolutely pearly white teeth. Men are dressed in khaki slacks, and maybe they have a teal green or a light pink rose-colored polo shirt or something like that. The ladies come in, and they're nicely, you know, smartly dressed, you know. But the idea, and they always wear slacks, you know, and their hair is bobbed short. But they come in, and what they're going to do, they're trained, they're paid facilitators, you know. They're the masters of NLP and all the rest of the stuff, and they're taught how to do this. And they go all around. They spend all of their time going all around the United States and all the various counties and not working with the chambers of commerce. They work with the university extension agencies. They work with the county association of governors and county commissioners and all of that. And they are paid professionals, and they come and they talk about these various international community initiatives that are being floated. And so in a situation where you find yourself in, and certainly there's just been, oh my, I mean, when I first got started steamrolling along with Agenda 21, it was back on RBN with Chris Gerner, and on Wednesday nights, Michael Shaw was doing his Freedom 21 Santa Cruz broadcast, and so we all.
I saw him recently in Fort Worth. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, sure. No, he's out on the Ickley Trail now, and he's stumping that one. But you know what we started to discover was all these parts and pieces. You know, Bev Ekman and some of the others that, and Tom DeWeese and others that have been kind of cutting, following this. Henry Lamb and other people who've been following the rise of Agenda 21. But we've pretty well got them figured out. And so this is what you get. And California, Central Coast of California, those people are probably more aware than any place other than Southwest Missouri as far as what's going down in Agenda 21. Other people are coming on board. Other states are starting to have more leadership in it. But it takes a little bit. But these change agents are really a marvel to watch. And they've got a process. But you're right. Even though they come in saying, we really want to hear what you have to say, they'll only write down, they'll only notate comments that are made that fit the line that they want to advance. Anybody that says, well, I think we really need CFL bulbs, that'll get written on the chart, you know. But if you say, hey, I think you're implementing Agenda 21, it's a United Nations system, it's the B system, why are you doing this? Then that'll never get to their reports.
That program was almost I think it was 2 hours and 2 minutes, mm-hmm. and a lot of it's very stale. But if you really pay attention, you're right. You can see how they try to manipulate the topics of discussion. Mm-hmm. But if you ever get down and you think we're not getting anywhere, there's one area of that clip. If you'll go to 1 hour and 59 minutes and push play and watch this gentleman come up and actually expose how the multiple choice questions are arranged and aligned to get the exact result that is being pushed by the facilitators. You'll be standing up screaming, go, man, go, because he has got it pegged. He is nailing every bit of it. He exposes the whole corrupt bank.
Yeah.
If guys, it's really good. If you get a chance, watch it over the weekend. If nothing else, it'll give you a kick in the pants to say, you know, William, what you and I and Beverly Ekman, the whole nine yards of us out there that are doing, it's making a difference. It's making a huge difference, and hats off to you, buddy.
Well, thank you, and thanks for calling in. And, Mark, we'll just keep on trucking along. But whenever you're involved with one of these change agents, you know, you're in a dialogue to consensus meeting. They have a predetermined outcome. They're going to move everybody towards that. And once they have consensus, they'll close the meeting down. But anything that goes away from their consensus, you know, I've actually stopped meetings like these, and it is possible to do it. But you do have to know your stuff. You need to be bold and become vocal local and don't take no for an answer. But good stuff, Mark.
I'm with you.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling. Okay, so there's Mark from Texas. Let's go over here and say good morning to our caller from Missouri and say good morning, Fritz.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Roberts.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Hey, I've been sitting on this newspaper for a couple of weeks. I wanted to read a little bit of it to you. It's on the subject you were just talking about.
Okay.
Now, over here in my county, in my area, we have a lot of lead mines, you know, and I guess there was some kind of big settlement from a Mexican mining company who polluted all our whole world, but I think that's the company that used to be owned by the local guy, you know, who moved out of the country.
All right.
There's a newspaper, and so we have this watershed cleanup project, and I'm always suspicious when I hear this word project now, because they have all these little projects.
Well, is this in any way, we're coming up on a break, but we'll find out whether or not this is connected to the Superfund cleanups, and if it is, then we'll have a lot more interesting things on that one. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors and our caller, Fritz, and your calls as well.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so, of course, everyone's heard about Joplin, Missouri, of course, and Joplin is a lead mining and a zinc mining area as well. There's lots of cleanup that has been deferred, if we could put it that way, all across America and around the world, not only from mining and exploration, but also as dump sites for DuPont and Monsanto and other places like that. They just make these toxic zones, and then they come back in and clean them up. So let's find out what Fritz has found in the local newspaper. Go ahead, Fritz.
Okay. Well, as I said, they got this watershed cleanup program, and I kind of had the feeling that it was a way to bring in the Agenda 21 and the flood dealing with all the floodplains.
Okay.
And honestly, that's about as far as I've gotten. I by the way, I went into the courthouse about a month ago, and I asked the clerk and the presiding commissioner about the enterprise zones and give me some information on the enterprise zones, and she was busy and so on and so forth. But on the watershed cleanup, I'm sorry, I'm confusing myself. And she didn't have a lot of information. I had to go see the guy at the health department. And what they didn't tell me was there was a meeting that week.
Okay.
And they didn't tell me about it when I was standing there face to face with them and asked them about it. And then I saw this in the paper. So let me know if this gets too long and I'll cut it off. But here's the headline: mines meet on the Big River watershed cleanup. Okay, well, we all know that, you know, the meeting of the minds means everybody's in agreement, right?
Yes.
But this is the first meeting. So the city papers already decided that mines have met. Now here's the opening line: there was a meeting of the minds at the Big River watershed at the new in the first excuse me, at the first in a series of planning sessions by the newly reorganized group. So they had another group that apparently wasn't cooperating. The Environmental Protection Agency in St. Louis, St. Francis County officials are encouraging the public to participate in the dialogues to develop a plan for addressing mining wastes that have contaminated the river and its floodplain. It is an unprecedented opportunity, says Mike Alessandrini with URS Corporation. If you Google them, they're located in a Masonic municipality in St. Louis County, and they provide engineering for governments all over the world.
Well, let me just jump right in. having been a former engineering design technician for URS company. Very,
really?
Very, very familiar with that beast. Yes, indeed.
They're in Maryland Heights, Missouri. Got a very fancy website.
In 1969, when I started into engineering, I started out working with Hill and Ingman Company as an office boy drafter. And Hill and Ingman then joined a fellow named Chase. Then it became Hill, Ingman, and Chase. Then they were acquired by the URS company. And just about before I got out of high school, I was working with the largest multidisciplinary engineering firm on the planet.
Wow. Well, I used to tutor blueprint reading and drafting.
Uh-huh.
Back when I was a kid in a vocational training situation.
Okay,
I like drawing straight lines.
I do, too. Let's jump back to the article. I just wanted to do a sidebar because I'm very familiar with URS, and that's why I mentioned the Superfund cleanups, because that was one of the things that we did. We had contracts to do engineering for these parts of the Superfund cleanup all over the United States. I have a very close friend today who works for another huge company still that everybody would know about if I said anything about it. But anyway, the point of this is that there are toxic places on this in our country that are so secretive and so hidden away that it would just absolutely blow people's minds. But now, what, going back to your discussion, so they had somebody, an expert say, someone from URS comes, a multidisciplinary civil engineering firm, not just civil, and he comes in, and he's going to be a speaker, and everybody's had this, now they've got this unprecedented meeting of the minds. So I guess they found the master blaster, they found the facilitator and the change agent that would help to put this planning system together. Let's go on with the article.
Well, this guy, Alessandrini, says he will be developing the master plan for the watershed project and helping coordinate communication to the various agencies.
Exactly.
Normally, each agency goes back to their office, looks at what's in front of them, crafts a plan, and comes back a year later to show the public the plan and ask what they think, Alessandrini said. By then, they are heavily invested in that plan, so at best, you might see subtle changes.
Yes, that's exactly right. So that's where that's where part of this all started before I did the sidebar out to state control and then into business. But when we're looking at the planning commission, whether we start with FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard planning system, whether we're talking, and from there, of course, they get the comprehensive planning and zoning that they need and the international building codes. But it's a step-by-step takedown of local government as globalism transitions from global to local. Now, as far as these plans are concerned, you're absolutely right. Once you start to get in bed with an engineering firm or a land use planner, an urban planner, you're in the pipeline. And so even though they talk about, we're going to have a little, what we're going to do is we're going to do a survey and we're going to have a series of public meetings and we're going to ask for public input, just like, Mark from Dallas was talking about. They'll have these consensus meetings and they'll put out all of their, it's like Alice's restaurant. They've got all the 8x10 glossy photos with the circles and the arrows and the descriptions on the back, okay? And so everybody comes in and they look at all these graphics and all of that, and they've got the models set up, and everybody's just absolutely overwhelmed. They've got free coffee and cookies set out for everybody, and behind every table there's a change agent ready to explain the plan. And it's an interesting process, but so this is going down on a watershed basis. Now, folks, keep this in mind when we talk about watersheds. A watershed is from the highest point of ground to the lowest point of ground, back up to the highest point of ground. So if you were to look at the, let's just take something simple, like the watershed of the Mississippi River. How big of a watershed is that? You know, it basically is all of the Louisiana Purchase plus much more. And, you know, it goes to the top of the Rocky Mountains on one side all the way up to the Appalachians, what is it, the Allegheny, the Appalachian Mountains on the other side. And everything in between is part of the Mississippi River Watershed Project, you know. So go ahead, continue. I just have to throw those things in.
Well, I'm in the Big River/Mississippi Watershed. So now the next paragraph tends to negate the one before it and make it, you know, sound softer. Normally, what's happening here is they are actually encouraging the general public to participate in a dialogue with the agencies before they start their planning. Well, we already know they've started their planning, so that's bull.
Yeah.
Next paragraph. While this doesn't mean the agencies will abdicate any of their authority or standing to make final decisions on what will be done for the cleanup, it does give the public an unusual opportunity to influence the shape of things to come.
And it's always like that. It's, I had this new experience. It's all brand new. It's the first time it's ever happened. We can participate. We can be part of the plan. And they roll that dialogue out, and they've been rolling that pony out for 25 years, you know. It's just the same drill. But, yeah, that's the way it works. And did you notice they talk about authority and standing? Wow. Hello.
Well, that's what got me was the use of the word abdicate.
Yeah.
I thought only popes and kings abdicate, right?
But an unelected board or council that has the ability to make a plan for an entire watershed is like a pope or a king, only they're right there where you are.
Abdicate and standing. The first organizational meetings have now been held in Washington, Jefferson, and St. Francis counties. Okay, by the way, there were 8 people from my county present. It was a rainy night. Nobody came.
Not to mention
they don't post a notice at the courthouse, by the way.
Well, how much of a notice was in
You know, this little rinky-dink newspaper in this town of 2,200 people is 75 cents, and I don't buy it every day, so I don't know.
And most other people don't either. Does the city or something have a website? Was it posted there?
No, it's posted at the health department. You got to drive over there and look on their bulletin board.
At the health department.
Because the guy at the health department. Well, because he's on the board.
Of course.
He's on the board, you know.
All right. So now we got
commissioners attended the meeting.
So we got 8 people from the county area there at this meeting.
8 people from my county. They had 90.
How many of the 8 people at the county now are at this meeting actually were county committee men or county committee women? Or an elected official or an appointed official, and how many of those 8 were actually concerned citizens like yourself? Any idea, any sense of that?
It probably none. It doesn't list them, but this is a 3-county region. The meeting in the neighboring county had 90 people, and the other neighboring county had 20.
All right.
Hold
it right there. We got another break, and we'll bring you back after the top of the hour. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're also in the chat room at becomevocallocal.com. Lots of chatters in there right now. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. You want to weigh in on the discussion, be a part of it, certainly welcome to do so. Again, that's 866-841-1065. Visiting the last bit of the last hour with our caller Fritz from Missouri. We're going over a newspaper, the article that has to do with the creation of a watershed planning group. And let's go back and go live to Fritz again. And Fritz, I want to ask you on that. These counties, you're talking about three different counties, but can you give us an idea, any idea of how big this watershed area might be?
Well,
100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles long, maybe 10 or 20 miles wide, 30 miles wide, 50, 100?
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. And it runs up north. The big river runs up north through the governor of Missouri's county, home county, and I'm south of them, and this is was a big lead mining area back in the day, and I actually live on land that was patented by the guy who built this mega lead mining corporation, by a guy by the name of Furman Deloge, who built a hospital, and you know, Catholic hospital in St. Louis 100 years ago. And I've had my property tested for lead, and it's good. I don't think he ever explored here. It was just one of many parcels that, you know, back in the day that he had bought up with his partner and then moved on, I guess, at some point. But yeah, it's pretty big.
All right, so let's look at that then and think about it from this standpoint. Anything and everything, you know, one of the memes that they like to float here is that we all live downstream from somebody. All right. And so what they are looking at in a watershed, they're going to come back in and overlay that entire watershed area with new ideas, new thoughts, and new initiatives. One of them will be septic tanks and septic review and that sort of thing. Another will be water wells and that. Another one will be land use planning from the standpoint of stormwater runoff off of roads and subdivisions. Then they'll take a look at all of the land that lays along that watershed, and they're going to be looking at farming pieces that may be polluting, putting phosphorus and phosphates into the river by runoff from fertilized fields. Fertilizers and things like that. Then they'll be looking at restrictions on new development that might impact the floodplain. They'll reevaluate the 100-year and floodplain zones, pass code restrictions using the international building codes on all of the development that's done, future development that's done in that area to mitigate flood hazards, not only for the private property owners, their houses and their buildings, but also in commercial sites. Of course, they won't want to put a nuclear reactor too close to the river, but they'll probably lay one in there for you just so that we've got a sure fire thing there. But anyway, these are some of the things that come up in these discussions. And if you've got only, 70, maybe 90 people that are there, I would estimate, just from my own past experience, that at least a quarter, if not half or more, of the people that were there are actually stakeholders or actors in this process, and that the number of just flat-out concerned citizens or curious bystanders is very, very slender.
Absolutely. And let me know when you're out of time. I want to segue to something real quick. Alessandri said the master plan will take a broad look at the local impact of the cleanup. It'll also take a look at its on the environment, on the national resources, on the economics, construction projects, and I guess that means future projects, right, that they'll want to have control over, and how those will affect the local economy, existing recreational
entities. Hold it right there. We'll be right back.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, we're talking with our friend in Missouri, Fritz. He's got an article out of a newspaper, and this is real world stuff, folks. This is why I do these broadcasts on a regular basis, because we've got this sort of stuff happening all across America. And it's going completely under the radar. It goes unnoticed and undiscussed every single day. All right? And your right to property, your relationship with your property as we move away from private property ownership into more and more collectivist property ownership, all of these bundles of rights that your grandparents told you about and your parents told you about and you've lived and you've told your children about, they're all going bye-bye. In fact, most of them are gone. Gone. And we don't do anything. We don't go out to the meetings. We don't follow what's happening in the newspaper. And as a result, like I've said before, I don't know where the gold is going to open or close after this meltdown occurs. I couldn't tell you, but I can guarantee you that we're going to have government. And it's either going to be a government of our choosing or it's going to be a government that's chosen for us. And unfortunately, they are chosen for us. It's not an elected government. We haven't had a representative system of government here probably since the Civil War or earlier. All right? And so this is the sort of stuff that I really enjoy, especially when these articles come up, go live. And let's go back and talk to Fritz, because I really want you to go through that list that you shared before the break a little bit slower, and let's flesh those parts out.
Okay. Well, this guy who works at this NGO planning engineering company says the master plan will take a broad look at the local impact of the cleanup, including its impact on the environment and natural resources, economics, construction projects, and how those will affect the local economy, new or existing recreational amenities, and commercial concerns for operations along the river and public health.
I guess they haven't left.
They want to regulate what goes on along the river.
They haven't left anything out of the list. I said they haven't left anything out of the list. You know, if you want to start with the environment, that's an issue. You know, that goes back to Ian McCarg, Design with Nature. That includes the entire watershed. And a good planner will come in and take that look. They have the opportunity. The door of opportunity is open. And they'll be looking at all of that. And you know, folks, that you can go back and visit with Michael Kaufman's work on the Wildlands Project, and you'll be able to see that the goal here is to move us up, out, and away from the rivers, and to move us all into these sustainable cities, stack them and pack them, compact housing, you know, two or three stories of retailing on the bottom floor, and then 20, 30, 40, it's like Silverstein's Twin Towers. That's the other set of towers that he built after they had the first bunch destroyed. But these twin towers that he's got, why, they've got gymnasiums, they've got daycare centers, they've got places to sit in the sun on all these big towers, and you just buy in to one of these buildings, and you need never go outside again. You can just stay in the building for the rest of your life, you know. But anyway, there's a lot to that. The environment is important. They're talking about looking at building department, building permits, what residential construction will go in, what agricultural uses will be allowed in that. So, yeah, it's big, 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 big stuff, and only 90 people showed up. Wow.
Well, that was in three counties, 90 people over three, or really, I'd say 100 people over three counties. Now, here to punctuate what you said. Allison Drini says the goal is to develop a roadmap for the long-term management of the watershed.
Exactly. Exactly. So then let's back up, we should get in our time machine and go forward 50 years and then find ourselves going, you know, on one of these aha experiences, the what the hell period, where we go, what the hell? You look at your property, so you're trying to develop a piece of ground, and you discover that there's this huge laundry list of rules and regulations and restrictions and taxes and licenses and penalties and exactions of every kind laid upon it. And you go, who on earth would be so stupid to have given up all of this idea of private property and private enterprise and freedom to choose? How could anybody be so slack as to give this up? You know, we always make that comment when we talk about our grandparents and the creation of the Federal Reserve banking system and the income tax and the Social Security and all the rest. How could any generation be so slack in their attention to details? You know, why weren't they more vigilant? And here's the reason, folks. Is because people don't pay attention, number one. But number two, this is all done in the side. This is all done at the edge of the stage. This is the ruffles in the curtain as the fan blows in the theater before the curtain comes up, you know. This is the action steps that are happening by the actors, the stakeholders, the international community, the international financial community. This is how you get a foreign direct investment. This is how the Chinese come in, the Russians come in, the Bangladeshis, the East Indians come in and invest in your area. They're buying up these watersheds. They're securing rights for themselves. They're buying up all of the floodplains so that you will, and they're set aside forever, that people will never be able to live there again. Forever. The audacity. You think you could, I mean, forever. And they say that, you know. So anyway, then you've got all of the native growth protection easements and all of that that goes with it. It has the power to make it untenable and unlivable, Fritz.
Absolutely. Well, one thing that isn't mentioned in the article, and I've been waking up to this, is the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Yes.
So yeah. These are all shorelines now. These are all shorelines that have to be maintained. The habitat, the vegetation, the flora and the fauna all have to be cataloged and tracked and maintained and encouraged to grow and harvested properly and so on. And I also, it occurred to me that, you know, if all these enterprise zones are under the under admiralty or the law of the sea, commercial law, then all of the boundaries around the enterprise zones are shorelines.
There's shorelines and then there's the ridge lines. You know, they're either the top of the watershed, the highest points, the top of the little mountain peak or the top of the hills, and all the way down to the very lowest part in the middle where the river flows through it, you know. So, yeah, exactly. And you talk about legislation that's in the pipeline. We talked about it a long time ago now, it seems. But it's the federalization, making all of this water federal water. It used to be that it was just navigable water. In other words, you needed to have so many feet of draft underneath the water line that a vessel could come up and down. Now, I mean, if you can even float a sponge down it, if you could even take a rubber ducky and set it out in a little puddle in your yard, that's all going to become federal water, you know, inside of these federal zones, these district states that we live in. So, yeah, colossal, colossal information there. Go ahead with the article.
Yeah, and I just want to emphasize again that you could take an enterprise zone in the middle of 10,000 acre prairie, put a fence around it, and that is an admiralty zone, and the fence is the shoreline.
Yes.
So you don't have to be on water.
Yes, and
so now the state is responsible for maintaining the flora and the fauna around the fence, and so on and so forth. And when you default, you can be sued.
Well, and basically the way that it works is you're fined off of your property. You know, the International Property Maintenance Code is one. Then they have a residential zoning code, which is on your land, where you have to maintain buffers and setbacks and cover, et cetera, and so on. But basically they come right in onto your land with their zoning. It's not just so much saying all this land over here is going to be commercial, all this will be industrial. No, they come right onto your property and they set up a zoning plan around your buildings. It's incredible, but it's good stuff. Hey, thanks for the call, Fritz. I'm glad you brought that to our attention. We'll be back, folks, right after these words from our sponsors.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So a great call from our caller Fritz from Missouri sharing that article with you. It's just to kind of put a roadmap into our broadcast here on state control. I mean, it couldn't be more timely than that. This is what it's all about, folks. It's one of the reasons why I started in on all of this years ago. I was trying to block the United States Forest Service in the state of Washington from implementing their Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area permit process, where you actually would have to take out a permit. You'd have to go up to like Mystics, 1-800-MYSTICS, and you could buy a permit to go hiking and backpacking in the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area, which to me was such an affront to sensibility. It was just unbelievable. I thought, you know, it's like the old movie. They paved over the, you know, Pink Paradise. They paved over the parking lot and charged everybody $1.50 to see it, you know. The idea of having to pay to go out into the woods is just anathema to this boy raised up in Alaska. I mean, the woods are just there. We set it aside as a wilderness area. What did you think? We were setting aside a theme park, for God's sake. Anyway, and so we went through this process with the National Environmental Protection Agency, the NEPA process, learned all about that and was successful by becoming vocal local and going to these consensus meetings by shutting them down for years. Boy, they didn't like me. And a bunch of other activists just didn't like that noise we were making, and it really put a monkey wrench in their gear. Anyway, back to this discussion. You know, just really building on what Fritz was talking about. How did this happen? How did this transformation from individual, you know, everything we talked about with capitalism right out of the business textbook, the introductory text and the collegiate level text in business, how did that transformation happen? From capitalism to collectivism, from individualism to collectivism, capitalism not being a political system but an economic one. Well, let's go through it a little bit further, because we talked about some of this when we looked into Gustavus Myers, all right? The history of the great American fortunes, and there's James J. Hill, the empire builder, and he was mentioned in that book as well. But the railroads began consolidating even before the Civil War. Well, the first of the great industrial consolidations began with the union of the interests of the Rockefellers, the Andrews, the Harkness, and Flagler in 1867, all right? Now, you look up on Bloomberg and go over the last, you know, year's worth of articles and stuff, and what we've been dealing with was a decade of what? M&A is what they call it, all right? It's not, well, M&A. Mergers and acquisitions. Mergers and acquisitions. So it's the same word, industrial consolidation. It's the same concept. So on one side, you've got industrial activity. On the other hand, you've got commerce. Industry is everything that you can build. This is your land, labor, and capital that Adam Smith spoke of. And in commerce, it's retailing, it's wholesaling, it's banking, and those sorts of things. So it's two different sides of this. We're all under commerce because we all use this fiat, you know, Federal Reserve System's fiat money, the toxic slime that comes with it. But these consolidations really began in earnest in about 1867. Of course, we found from Gustavus Myers that it began much earlier than that. Lots of angst, lots of competition, free competition when it comes to things like ferries, you know, but go up in New York, all around New York, that area, and all down the coast in the colonies. Lots of activity going on at that time period. People building little sections of turnpike, for instance. People putting in little canals and longer canals, throwing their money into that hat. people that were busy, you know, building the early stagecoach lines, and then along came electrification and the telegraph and all of that, and then all of a sudden, boom, Industrial Revolution in full swing. And, you know, we're just hogging the iron ore out by the mountain load. We're in there with the steam shovel now, finally. These huge, you know, mobile steam shovels that can pick up an entire house worth of iron and dump it in a bucket someplace, haul it away. But continuing, the trust movement began to attract public attention. We talked about the trusts in the certain sections of the country as early as 1877. Right? Although it was not until 10 years later that the problem became a national one. Now, we still have the same problem. We still have the same problem with these trusts. They haven't gone away. We had an anti-monopoly party, but we're still dealing with monopolies. You go up and look at the Rothschilds of Paris on their website, and you look and see this colossal pyramid of products and goods and services that they are interested in as primary stockholders, principal stockholders, or outright owners. And it's huge. Virtually everything in your house can be tracked right back to one of these banking families. As a result, the investigations made by Congress in connection with the preparation and enactment of the Interstate Commerce Act, and of course we dedicated several broadcasts to that discussion. So much available in the archives here. It become Vocal Local. Then it comes on to the Sherman Act of 1890. Let's drop down a little bit further. Notwithstanding the legislation prohibiting such organizations, the trust continued to develop. And now we've got the Dodd-Frank bill. Of course, they knocked the Glass-Steagall Act out, and that opened the door between commercial banking and investment banking. But, continuing, the trust continued to develop. It was not until the creation of the Bureau of Corporations on the 14th of February of 1903. This goes back to my earlier statement about how nice it would be to have a complete timeline. But you have to plug all these parts and pieces in. If we had a simple database where we could go to and we found a date like that, February 14th, 1903, the Bureau of Corporations, just leave it there and let people research those things out. And the simultaneous adoption of a vigorous administrative policy by the Department of Justice that the trust movement began to abate. So they started to have problems with it. And since 1903, a considerable number of those combinations have been dissolved. All right? Just take another sidebar out here. Jump back to our business text, where we find in the classification of businesses this. Two basic classes of business firms are industrial and commercial. Industrial businesses, you know, that would be the Dow Jones Industrial Average, right? Include all the businesses that are engaged in producing things by extraction from the earth, by fabrication in the factory, or by construction on a building site, or perhaps by putting together a hamburger. In the classification of commercial businesses are to be found firms engaged in marketing, such as wholesalers. And then you go with marketing, that would be the Edward Bernays School, remember? Ivy Ledbetter Lee, he was in public relations, such as wholesalers and retailers. We talk about this gold book every day, the Goldman's and the Red Book. We talk about that a lot. What's happening in the retail sector? And then, of course, there's the wholesale sector. And in finance, such as banks and investment concerns, and in the service field, which includes communications, transportation, gas, electric power, water supply, hotels, and theaters. So we've got these two pans into which we dump most all of our business, the classifications of business, industrial businesses, commercial businesses. The following table then provides some information. Now, I'll skip the table. At the close of 1962... the authors of the textbook continue, more than 4.7 million business firms were in operation in this country. 4.7 million. This was an increase of 22,000 over the number of businesses at the end of the preceding year. So here, Barry the Usurper is trying to find a few million jobs, all right? But in 1962, while we were still in a very strong capitalist upswing, we had added over 22,000 new businesses in just 1 year. In 1962, approximately 43 out of every 100 businesses were engaged in the retail trade. Now, this is before Walmart. Safeway was around at the time, but before Walmart, as contrasted to 19 in service industry. So you've got 43 out of the 100 engaged in retailing, 19 in the service industries. That would be your communication, transportation, gas, water, power, hotels, theaters, etc. And then 9 in construction, This is out of 100, 9 in construction, and 7 each in manufacturing and the wholesale trade. This is interesting. And the greatest increase in the number of firms since 1946. Now, this book was published in 1967. But since 1946 to 1967, the greatest increase had been in the retail industry. You see, we became a nation of consumers, a nation of shoppers. There's also been a steady increase in the number of wholesale firms. However, the number of manufacturing firms has shown a decline since 1957, and today there are very few left. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So this is kind of a little bit of a review from some of the material we've covered in the past, but there's so much time that goes on even from day to day that a lot of this just kind of falls away. Spaced repetition sometimes is a really good way to memorize this stuff. But again, it may be inferred as a result of the better knowledge of the cooperative effort. These co-ops, they're all over the place, effort and gender during the World War, this would be the First World War, that's when the article was written, that the policy of the administration and of the courts will be affected in such a way that decisions like that rendered in the Northern Securities case of 1904, so for those of you that want to go up on Fine Law and find out about that, or Cornell U, that would be a way of looking at it, the Northern Securities case, will no longer be possible. On the other hand, combinations will be judged from the efficiency standpoint and government control established in such a way that their efficiency may redound to the common good. Right? May redound to the common good. That's kind of an interesting little sidebar here, but let's go over here back to our discussion. Again, this is just chapter one out of an introduction to business. Picked it up at a flea market for pennies. All right. Anyway, here's the section. The more recent theory, all right, they talked previously about laissez-faire and all that, classical capitalism, but the more recent theory called the income expenditure analysis. Have you ever heard of that before? It's hyphenated. Income expenditure analysis differs from the classical theory in several respects. We're talking about business and economics. It holds that economy can be in equilibrium without full employment. See, they've been trying that for a long time. They discovered that if we don't have full employment, it's better. The old system, classical economics, was full employment, 100%. Everybody got a job all the time. This theory, this income expenditure analysis, this theory, notice they use the word theory, states that the level of business activity and also of employment at any one point in time is based on the volume of demand for goods and services by both consumers and businessmen and the volume of investment by business consumers and and the volume of investment by businessmen in economic goods of all kinds. Inasmuch as the level of consumption is presumed to be fairly steady for any level of income, the rate of business activity and the level of employment depends upon the amount of investment. Now, when we're looking at this, and I'll come back to it, but when we're looking at this, the footnote is this. This theory is also known as the national income theory. So you can put that in your browser, the national income theory or the income expenditure analysis. And what you come up with is the neo-Keynesian theory. It's a neo-Keynesian. So we have the neocons, you know. You got your neoliberals, your neo-fascists. Well, we've got the neo-Keynesians. That's John Maynard Keynes. Adam raised up Cain. Cain slew Abel, and away we went. Blood, guts, and gore. But let's continue. Consumers, again, this is neo-Keynesianism. It's like the neo-legal positivists that have come creeping in amongst us as well. Consumers, however, may not spend all of their incomes for goods and services. Now, see, under the previous form of capitalism, it was the goal for everybody to spend everything. Yeah, we just pee it all away. That's right. Fill up your house with cheap Chinese plastic wrap. Well, under this one, consumers, however, may not spend all of their income for goods and services, but save some for various reasons. This will tend not only to reduce consumption, but unless the savings are invested in economic goods, will also tend to lower the investment rate. Therefore, it is held that if the rate of consumption, and particularly the rate of investment, is not great enough to ensure relatively full employment, government spending must provide the additional expenditures necessary to raise the level of employment. The federal government has for many years embraced this concept of the income expenditure theory. So you wonder why our debt just spirals and spirals and spirals. Well, it was well known and taught in business school, first class, back in the 1960s. With respect to its responsibility for achieving and maintaining full employment in the country, as a means of attaining this objective, a long series of annual deficits have been incurred, which may or may not have produced the desired result. One of the results of this course of action has been a steady increase in the national debt and interest on that debt. There are sharp differences of opinion among economists and businessmen regarding the desirability of the continuance of this situation and of its eventual effect on the economy of the country. And we are, my friends, living in the eventual impact of the neo-Keynesians on our country. The whole house of cards is going down, not just in the United States, but globally. So back again now. In 1914, an important change in the laws relating to combinations and competitive methods of doing business were introduced by the repeal of the acts creating the Bureau of Corporations. So not only did Warburg bring us the Federal Reserve banking system, but they then set about, since then the other people, set about then to repeal this Bureau of Corporations and the enactment of two additional statutes for the better regulation of activities of business enterprises. The first of the two acts was that creating the Federal Trade Commission. That would be the FTC. They're the ones that watch pornography as the nano trading goes on at Wall Street, front running, etc. And then the Clayton Act. The result of the legislation of 1914 was to establish a commission of five persons in place of the Bureau of Corporations and to impose upon the newly created commission, much like this watershed board, newly created councils, these are Soviets, and to impose upon the newly created commission certain additional duties, which obviously they must have rights. They were talking about sovereignty, weren't they, in status and standing, of which the most important are the enforcement of fair methods of competition and the establishment of certain standards by which fair competition may be judged. And what did they say earlier here? We looked at the three principal planks of capitalism as a system, as an economic system. What were they? Can anyone remember? Number one was private property. Number two was private enterprise. And number three was freedom of choice. So right here in 1914, we started to communize and collectivize this country. We moved away from free markets and laissez-faire, laissez-faire, and capitalism, and we began to transition away from that into the adoption of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. During the year ending June the 30th of 1926, the commission received 766 complaints charging unfair competitive methods or other violations. And this is the way it always works. Everybody has to complain. It's like little birds sitting on a wire in the morning sun, cheeping and cheeping. Save me, save me, save me. It's Agenda 21, Chapter 7.69, the promotion of a culture of safety, the development of the safety cult. We live in it today. It's the new religion, safety, safety. Everyone's crying out, save us, save us. You have to save us from the mustard. Save us from the lettuce. Save us from E. coli. Save us from the contamination in milk. Save us. 766 complaints, charging unfair competitive methods or other violations of the act under which they were operating. Since the creation of the Federal Trade Commission, much more attention has been given to maintaining fair competition among competing business enterprises and less to the investigation of combinations of various kinds. So you write the legislation, you get a lot of people to complain, you flesh out the boards, and then the very people, the very lobbyists that lobbied for the creation of the legislation then come in and they people those boards and those councils. If, as confidently believed, now this is a projection in the future, and certainly for us the past, but if, as confidently believed by many students of industrial conditions, the establishment and maintenance of fair competitive conditions by government action is efficacious in preventing many types of combinations, then the problem of industrial monopoly for the immediate future is partially, if not completely, destroyed. Well, we found that to be not the case. Let's jump ahead. We've talked about much of this already. Just kind of closing out our discussion. So in the time of peace, let's go ahead and skip that whole section. Yes. In the time of peace, the department, under the general direction of the president, conducts negotiations with foreign governments, has charge of correspondence with the diplomatic... No, I don't want to go there. You want to be on air? All right, call back. Sometimes we get called during the broadcast. I didn't want to go to the next one. Let's go back to this one and close it out here. England and the United States, strong in peace, were weak in war. Now, we've jumped ahead a bit. We skipped over the Prussianization, Great Britain, World War I, all of that. I want to close it out because we're going to end this week on this state control thing here and go on to other things next week. But England and the United States, strong in peace, we are weak in war. France, a nation that had historically opposed to extensive state control, had so far covered the Prussian system as to maintain a formidable standing army while others following the policy of England and the United States. We'll pick that up right after that, close this article out. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
No, so I'm just going to have to back up a little bit. Maurice Robinson has written this article, State Control. Again, this is out of the Encyclopedia Americana, and it is so well written, and it carries the theme so well that I was skipping over a piece there that I really need to have to get to his last sentence, and I'm glad we had the break. It helped me out. Read this article about a dozen times. It's bookmarked, it's highlighted, it's underlined, et cetera, so on. But let's just go back again. I'm going to skip over the section that talks about the First World War and the lead up into it and the coming out of it. All right, now I'm going to come back into this right here. On this account, the period beginning with the Civil War of 1861 and terminating with the Franco-Prussian War of 10 years later, that'd be 1871, marks a turning point in the growth of state control. So from the time of Lincoln forward, we've had increasing state control. And it's not just in the United States, it's globally. Right? It was a generally conceded that the Prussian system was efficient, and the results of the three wars, by means of which Prussia became the dominant force in Central Europe, argued so eloquently for strong centralized governments acting under wide powers that even England and the United States began to study, to admire, and then to copy the style of government which they had previous to this period condemned in theory and avoided to practice, right? But even though yielding somewhat to the adherence of the Prussian system, the rank and file of the English and American people resisted the proposed innovations. And with the First World War in August of 1914, both nations, Great Britain and the United States, were still predominantly exponents of a modified laissez-faire system. Germany, on the other hand, partly as a result of certain habits and traditions, and partly because of the fact that she was always either engaged in or preparing for war, continued to extend the activities of her government so widely and so deeply that no private interest and no individual was left untouched. By this process of Prussianization, individuals, instead of being left free, either partially or wholly, to pursue their own courses as it seemed best for their own interests, were forced to shape their activities in accordance with the policies determined upon them by government in their day. Industries that were thought to be essential for success in war were fostered and protected by subsidies or other favoring legislation. Economic and social institutions were encouraged and established or discouraged and prohibited according as they were thought to be elements of the national strength or causes of national weakness. So a completely different understanding was going on here. The general result of this policy became evident immediately. First World War was underway. England and the United States were strong in peace, but they were weak in war. In other words, the Prussianization system for a world in war, the permanent revolution, the Prussian system excelled. France, a nation historically opposed to extensive state control, had so far copied the Prussian system as to maintain a formidable standing army, while otherwise following the policy of England and the United States. France, therefore, was able to hold the German forces in check, while England and the United States, the pronounced exponents of economic liberalism, began to prepare. The former because she became a participant at the outset, the latter because it early became evident that she might be involved at any instant. Both England and the United States, and again, this is from the eyes of an economist, he was the professor emeritus of economics, University of Illinois, in his day, both England and the United States thus found it necessary, in the interests of national efficiency, to abandon their historic methods of managing their domestic affairs and substitute, therefore, the one by which Germany had so completely unified her national resources, men and material, labor and capital, and turned the machine thus created upon those who threatened to block her path in her quest for, and they say here, world empire. By such means, the industrial activities of all classes of citizens in the Allied countries were soon after the beginning of the war as completely, and it is probable, as efficiently controlled as in that great prototype of state control, Germany herself. And so ends the discussion on state control. But we can see that this process continues to this very day, and it has gotten deeper and deeper and deeper. With every subsequent Congress, more legislation is passed to bring into power, bring into the hands of the centralists, the centralizers, the central government, more and more and more control. Less and less freedom, and more, if I might say, tyranny and despotic control. And this is the war that we're waging on a socio-political, economic level today. Because this system is going to go international and has gone largely international. This system is inextricably linked with the United Nations and the various initiatives and programs that they're running, including their master plan for the 21st century, Agenda 21. But we needn't stop there. You can go up and take a look at the United Nations website, maybe over the weekend, scurry around in there a little bit, and just fill your mind with this idea that after the creation of a central bank, after dragging us into war after war after war in the last 100 years, killing hundreds, perhaps of millions of people globally, we now find ourselves at a place where we have come to the end of the Keynesian phenomena intentionally. We're prepared now to set aside all notion of sovereign citizens and sovereign states, all notion of states being people. Now they're corporations, the corporate interests, commercialization, all of that being set aside and coming under one head, one global head. And of course, this goes right back to the very foundation, the first place, the thing that got me out on the radio most of all. And that was an expose started years ago in regards to Auguste Comte. Who is Auguste Comte? What is this idea? Who was this guy that came up with the term, created the science sociology? Who are the social scientists anyway? You know, they basically have just taken man and placed him into a petri dish and slid him under a microscope, and they study us every aspect. They know our comings, our goings, our wakings, and our first steps and our last steps. They know us from cradle to grave. They're the custodians of our lives. They make bets on us, you know, basically. Sell us on the stock exchange, CUSIP numbers and social security numbers. But they know us, and they know us intimately. And they program us through all of the various other parts and pieces. But ultimately, as Auguste Comte and Henri Saint-Simon, his mentor, the founder of the Saint-Simonians, some say the father of French socialism, strongly influenced James Mill in the creation of the utilitarians, which was a reaction against positivism. But what they envisioned for the positive stage of man, the final stage of man, in this positive stage of man, the entire planet would be ruled by the captains of finance and industry. Again, we go back to industry and commerce, banking and industry, running the entire planet. The captains of finance and industry, those would be those great families. Perhaps it's a return to the nobility. No longer do we discuss monarchy versus republic. Now it's just profit good, loss bad. And the captains of finance and industry would rule the planet with their appointed dictator. Who would that be? The other evening on a news wire, I heard that because Barry the Usurper had the audacity to want to crowd the Israelis back into their 1967 borders, that this one Christian group thought that Benjamin Netanyahu deserved to be the ruler of the world, not Barry the Usurper. Right. Get the idea? So what is up with this? But they would rule the whole world through their appointed dictator. Would that be Ban Ki-moon? Who is the world's appointed dictator? Javier Solano? And that everything that the appointed dictator would do would be supported by the super social scientists. Now, that could be Brookings, all the think tanks, all of the various sundry pluralistic bugs and bunny groups, all of the experts that say, all those bronze men, change agents. And that their new temple would become the bank. And that woman would become the goddess. And that man will support woman. And that we'll live in a time of altruism, where we live for others. None can do it alone, my friends, but together we can, right? That's what Maurice Strong says, and Bill Gates. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back in on Monday. I hope you have a great weekend. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.